Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say to follow this one or that one. Mentioned his behavior of anyone.
Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a great sahaba. His, or his position, as a result, they say things which will not be Muslims. There is a kitab which is called Takmila of Bahru Raid. In it there is a statement of Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he enumerates 10 qualities of a person who says that I belong to Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Who are the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat is a lengthy discussion. And inshallah one day I will dwell in it in detail. Who are the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat? Definition of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. How that word came about. When it came about. Meaning of each word. And what are the qualities of those people who are in the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says, there are 10 qualities of the person who claims that he is from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. And one of those qualities is that he does not abuse or speak ill of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala. Any person who speaks ill of or denies or belies Sahaba Ikram cannot claim that he is from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat is that group that on the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased to them, and that is the group that is going to attain salvation. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of that group which is going to be saved from the fire of hell, from the fire of Jahannam, it is this group of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Ya Allah, guide him. Ya Allah, make him a guide. Ya Allah, and make guidance be of the lot who follow him. Meaning that the people who follow him will be guided. And guidance will come off from him. We must remember one simple statement. Sometimes basic things we forget. Here is who is making the dua. It is the best of mankind. It is the best Nabi. It is the best Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of creations, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is making the dua that Ya Allah, guide Hazrat Muawiyah. Make him a guide and make him a means of guidance. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day narrates that his mother should ill-treat him, and his mother beat him up one day. And according to some narrations, blood came up from his head also. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that Ya Rasulullah, I cannot take it any longer. My mother now has beat me up and she has made this gash on my head and she has changed me away from the house. What must I do? And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala made dua. Mafkada, he requested Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for his mother. Said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for my mother, she gets hidayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his hands to make dua. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala stood up from that gathering and began to move swiftly from there to his house. Other Sahaba who knew Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, they said, why are you going so quickly today? You are a person who walks softly, does not race. Why are you pacing today? Why are you in so hurry today? What is wrong today? What is the matter? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala did not stop to reply, but while moving and while rushing towards his house, said that I want to see today whether I reach first or the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon reaching his house, he knocks at his door, and from inside the sound of his mother, the voice of his mother comes, that who is it? I'm son, your son Abu Huraira. And he could hear water splashing. After a little while, she opened and she told him that after you left, a few moments after you left, Nur of Hidayat has come into me. And she decided to take a bath, and you must take me to the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to become Muslim. So whose dua is in action? Dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upon Hazrat Mawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Allah guide him. Ya Allah make him a guide. Ya Allah make him a means of guidance. So can you imagine now that dua, that dua is definitely accepted. One sahabi reports that he heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Ya Allah fill Mawiyah with the knowledge of the Quran. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala, the prominent sahabi, narrates, here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Ya Allah make Muawiyah prominent amongst the cities and save him from the punishment of the fire. Now all these things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, definitely the du'as are accepted. And Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, who is one of the katib of wahi, when the wahi should come, he should write it down. So in this age, if someone points a finger at Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, you are pointing at the credibility of the Quran Kareem and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua and at the whole of deen. Because basically, we, the first source of argumentation is the Quran. So that is why we state clearly that we should be very careful about Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala from Ajwain and always speak good about them for our own benefit. And those who speak evil and do not speak good of Sahaba, we should stay far from them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmudu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Still discussing Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Few more points, salient points about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim have to be stated. There are certain words or certain actions which are special to us. For example, sajda. The manner we make it is special. And this form of sajda and ruku and qiyam in salat, only Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, the whole world, you can make namaz, you can make salat. This is a speciality of Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previous Ummat had a different method of making prayer and also could not pray wherever they wanted. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is not a speciality of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in the Quran al-Kareem, in Surah Na'mal, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam wrote a letter to Bilqis, and where he wrote, "Wa innahu Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim." So this word Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he also used. And in the times of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should write bi ismika Allahumma. The Arabs themselves, they should write this. There was a sage, Hazrat Shibli, Rahmatullah alayhi, Someone inquired of Shibli, "Are you Shibli?" So Shibli said, "No, I'm not Shibli." And a saint, a wali, is that person who has suppressed his nafs, his carnal desires, his passions, his whims, his fancies. Everything is suppressed. His ego is annihilated. And he is only concentrating on Allah and adhering to Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Saint is not a person, according to the scholars of Islam, that who is walking on water, flying in the air, and pulling out fishes from the hot ovens. That is what we think we are saints. One person went to one saint and told him, "I want to stay with you." Stayed with him for a long duration of time. Then he began to go away. He said, "No, I want to go away now." Saint said, "Are you disappointed or despondent?" I said, "Yeah, I've been so long. I don't see you perform any karamas. You don't do anything strange." The saint said, "What do you want me to do? Some strange actions." So this is not the definition of sainthood. This is not the definition of reliance. So the saint told him that, "You are here so many years. Have you seen me contravene the Sharia? Have you seen me going contrary to Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If that's not a karama for you, then I don't know what is the definition of karama." Today, the definition of saint is something else too. Half naked is half a saint, and is completely naked is full saint. Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi, people asked him, "Are you Shibli?" He said, "No, I'm not Shibli, but I'm the dot under the letter Ba." Meaning, again, humility, sincerity, meekness, that everything is annihilated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One point you must bear in mind, that on the day of Qiyamah, we'll be going to Jannah not because of our good actions, not because of our achievements, but we'll be going to Jannah inshallah and winning the pleasure of Allah because of the rahmat, because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you cannot go and say, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, you know, I made 5 namaz and I did this and I did this and I did this, and 20 hajj and 30 for the people and 20 umrahs and 30 umrahs to boast, and I'm haji and I got 40 umrahs to my name and I built that structure and I gave so many thousand, you know, everybody knew this." All this, you cannot after that say, "I now deserve Jannah." No, on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful, and because solely, wholly of His mercy will go into Jannah. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that all what you did is for one eye that I gave you, the sight of one eye I gave you, or the little water that I gave you, that will be sufficient. The repayment. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and He used the letter Ba? That before we came on earth, there was a gathering of souls in the alam al-arwah, the realm of the souls. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Karim talks about this. And He says, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a pact, a covenant with the souls, and Allah Rabbul Izzat addressed the souls, "Alastu bi Rabbikum," am I not your Rabb? The souls replied, all in one voice, "Bala, yes, surely." And the souls of the humans replied with the letter Ba at the starting. Allah Rabbul Izzat introduces and starts off with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim having the letter Ba. So these souls, our souls were gathered, and we acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rububiyyah. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is reminding us of that covenant, of that pact that we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should follow it, adhere to it, and conform to the Sharia, so we'll be attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we fulfill our promise, Allah Rabbul Izzat will fulfill His promise. This of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man tawazza lillah, rata'ahu Allah." Who humbles himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah raises. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the letter Ba is starting there, showing us we must humble ourselves. And in any position you want to have, you want to obtain, if you humble yourself, if you are sincere, if you are meek, if you do it with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ikhlas, with the tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat will elevate you. But if you do it for pomp, glory, fame, position, seat, money, motivation, personal or otherwise, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, but it will be temporary. And then when the fall starts, then the fall is swift and the fall is hard. But if we humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ascension is slow, but the ascension is sure. And the ascension is a good one. And the ascension, the people begin to love that person who is humble and not proud and arrogant and showing the person that you don't know or I'm better than you. And the child, when he grows up, the easiest letter that comes up to the tongue of the child is Ba. Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starts Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim with Ba. All other letters according to the Maharij and the Sifat, the pronunciation and the methods of pronunciation according to the Tajweed laws, compared to Ba, are not so easy. And Ba is that love, that letter that comes out easily from the tongue or from the mouth of the child. Allah Rabbul Izzat is showing us and teaching us, that is why He is using the letter Ba in Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And one Urdu commentator, he says that if you look at it from the Urdu point of view, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is starting Bismillah Rahman Rahim, the letter Ba, and the last letter in the Quran al-Kareem is a seed. In Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, the last letter is seed. And Ba plus seed gives you Bas. Bas meaning sufficient, enough, adequate. So from the Ba of Bismillah Rahman Rahim till the seed, this is Bas for us, this is sufficient for us, this is enough for us. In the Quran al-Kareem as a constitution, way of life, as a means of guidance, as a constitution for guidance, that is sufficient for us as Muslims. This does not mean that we do not recognize the ahadith of Rasulullah. Why? Because the Quran al-Kareem itself tells us, the Quran al-Kareem itself tells us that we should follow the ahadith of Rasulullah and the pious predecessors, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim uses three words. Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These three words have got a significance. Why three? Some scholars have enumerated. They say if you look at anything, it has got singular, dual and a plural. If you look at mankind, it's got three stages. Childhood, youth and old age. And the Quran is Kareem and Islam is catering for all these ages. Childhood, what he must do. When he's a young man, what he must do. At old age, what he must do. All three ages, the Quran, the Ahadith and pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell us what to do. And if you look around us, in your economical structure, you get three classes of people. The rich, the poor and the middle class. Anywhere where you go in the world, you will get these three classes of people. And for these three classes of people, Islam is catering for. Islam is showing us what and how the rich man must behave, what he must do, what the poor man must do, what the average man must do. One basic point, that there must be no friction. Because a person is rich or because a person is poor or medium, there must be no jealousy or hatred or enmity caused because of the wealth. And if you look at, we have got three alams, three spheres. Alam al-Dunya, Alam al-Barzakh and Alam al-Akhirah. This world, the world of the grave and the world of the Akhirah. And for these three worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in the Quran and the Hadith what we should do in this world to be successful and what we should do in this world so that we can be successful and attain salvation in the grave and in the hereafter. The hereafter, Akhirah. If you look at man, he has got three conditions. He's either awake or sleeping or he's dead. These three conditions go upon man. And again, before sleeping, when he's awake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the constitution, what he must do, how he must do it, when he's sleeping, before he goes to sleep, what he must do, and when he passes away, what he must expect. And concerning these three conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down what we can expect after death, and what we will experience after death. And if you look at the hereafter, you get Jannah, you get Jahannam, and between Jannah and Jahannam, there is a place, it's called Araf. Remember this place. It's a place called Araf. Araf you will translate in English as purgatory. Jannah, for example, if it's here, and Jahannam here, then you will get a barrier, a buffer zone, which is called Araf. And the people of Araf, the inmates of Araf, will be able to see Jannah dwellers and Jahannam dwellers. And who are the people who are going to go to Araf? Many opinions. But for example, children who die before becoming baligh, Muslim and non-Muslim. Person who is born mad, Muslim, non-Muslim. These sort of children who had no opportunity to decide for themselves on this earth whether they must accept Islam or not. These sort of people who had no opportunity to decide for themselves on this earth because of mental problems and the problem of not being able to distinguish between falsehood and truth, Islam and Batil, they will be put in this place, Araf. What will eventually happen to Araf, the dwellers? They will be shown the faces of the people of Jannah and the faces of the people of Jahannam. And the dwellers of Araf, because they will see the grieving faces of the people of Jannah, will say, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them, that where do you want to go? They will say, we will want to go to Jannah. Thereafter they will be sent to Jannah. They will be sent to Jannah, and that Araf will be destroyed. In Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses 4 words and 19 letters, if you count them. This 19, I'll talk about it later, because there was lately about computerization and 19, and the person in America and his thesis and his theory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses 4 words in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Scholars have stated numerous reasons for that also. For example, they say if you look around us, we pass through 4 seasons: summer, winter, autumn and spring. And for these 4 seasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us what to do and how to do, and the pattern of conduct is complete in the 4 seasons. There is no such thing that in summer there is a different kind of Muslim and in spring there is a different kind of Muslim. In the 4 basic elements, fire, sand, water, air, wherever you go, you find these 4 elements. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us how to use these 4 elements to the maximum, so that man can benefit. And these 4, the hikmah of it, the wisdom of it, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim that these 4 elements are basic. If we use this properly, we'll be able to survive. And man basically requires these 4 elements to survive. And in the body of man itself, there are 4 things. If they are controlled properly, if they are properly, 4 things, then the body of man, his physical body, his biological body, won't become sick, would not require medical treatment. That is blood. Second is what we call bile. Bile is like thick saliva. And thirdly is phlegm. Phlegm is thick yellow saliva. And the other one is black bile, which the gallbladder gives us. These 4 things are only existent in the body. And if these 4 things are in control and properly regulated, then a person can be healthy. No sooner one of these things start troubling, the blood starts troubling, or the bile, the saliva, the phlegm, then mucus, etc. starts coming out, then the person is in body trouble or medical problems. So reformation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us four things. Spiritual reformation. Salat, Sawm, Hajj and Zakah. Salat, Sawm, Hajj and Zakah. Five pillars of Islam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Salat, Sawm, Hajj and Zakah. And a Muslim, if he follows these four pillars, he practices upon these four pillars, and he's steadfast on these four pillars, that inshallah Allah Rabbul Izzat will spiritually reform him, and he'll be able to be happy and peaceful and get tranquility. Peace and tranquility, every man on this earth, no matter what color he is, no matter what creed he is, no matter where he is, is what he wants it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is indicating to us that if we are steadfast on these four things, that is Salat, Sawm, Hajj and Zakah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant a spiritual reformation. And we'll be able to control via Salat, Sawm, Zakat and Hajj our whims and fancies, our desires and pleasures. Each one of these four will teach us how to control our wealth, our love for dunya, our love for the passion, compassionate, all these things, emotions, feelings. If we do these four properly, then we'll become better men and have good personalities. If you look at around us, matter or bodies have four qualities. Either hot or cold, wet or dry. Simple. Everything can be hot or it can be cold, it can be wet or dry. The internal reformation of a person, internal reformation of a person can take place if four things are correct. One is intelligence. One is his ilm, that means his knowledge. And fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Or some others have stated, return, the idea that we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at, for example, intelligence. Not every person whose so-called intelligence is thinking right. Every person cannot say my intelligence or my rationality or my logic procedure is correct. But if it conforms to the Sharia, then it is correct, otherwise it is wrong. And knowledge. Knowledge, if it's got from the Quran and the Hadith and from the stories of the Sahaba and our pious predecessors who are approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will say that knowledge is good. And if a man has this quality in him, that everything that I do, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, then he will not exploit, he will not do anything contrary to Sharia. Irrespective of whether he is standing in the brightness of the day or the darkness of the night, whether he is standing behind his counter or he is standing anywhere. In any profession, if he has got this quality, then he must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll weigh properly, he'll serve properly, he'll talk properly, he'll discuss properly, he'll transact properly, he'll deal correctly. All these things he will do well. And if you got the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I do some good action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me. If he's got this feeling in him that I make salat, Allah will reward me. I'm a Muslim, I make zikr, Allah will reward me. I'm a Muslim, I make Quran tilawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me. And to correct our speech, if we bring four kalimas in our mouth, on our tongues, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct our speech. Those four kalimas are Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. These four kalimas, for example, a person keeps it. Instead of saying all other things, while working, while talking, while lifting a parcel, while putting it down, while going in the car, while entering the car, while doing nothing in the car, while repairing, while doing anything you want, if you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, climbing the stairs, coming down the stairs, before picking up the receiver, putting it down, saying all these words, then a person now develops a contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the ability to understand and will continue. For example, there are four famous angels: Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel. Four famous kitabs: Zabur, Torah, Injil, Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the Abiyah alayhi salatu wa salam by Khalilullah, Kalimullah, Ruhullah, Habibullah. And there are four famous Khalifs: Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman and Ali. InshaAllah, we'll continue our discussion from here.
يا رحمن الرحيم يا رحمن الرحيم يا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لي ولوالدي ولأستاذي الجميل والجميل 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 والجميل